Fine. So we're holding an emes emuna. So like this. Why is it so hard to speak the truth? So let it say like this. Ha'emes hu echad. Truth is only one. There's only one truth. There's many ways to lie. Right? It's only possible to say the truth, one truth. Like it is. You have to say it the way it is. That's emes. Say silver. The only thing is true is it's silver. Yeah, not that it's gold, not that it's sulfur, not that it's anything else. Right? You could lie on and on and on. You could say lie. You could tell someone this silver is gold, it's copper, it's a million different things you could try to tell it. You say so many lies, right? You say this table is whatever color. You can lie, right? You say this paper is white. There's only one truth. You can say a thousand million lies. This is green, it's yellow, it's a car, it's a house. So it's so hard to get to the emes because there's only one truth. However, in the end, the truth will be revealed, certainly. And all opposing to tzaddikim and Hashem will become batel. Because there's so much lies, that's what people, they don't believe in Hashem. That's why they don't believe in Hashem and in the tzaddikim. Because really, once everything's clear, everything will be one. There's nothing to go against. So therefore, the emes, which is one, will last forever. Because one is Hashem's achdus. And all the sheker, which all opposes, bringing people to oppose Hashem, will all fall away. Because Hashem will stand for ki emes Hashem, l'el Hashem still stands. So it will be revealed. You don't have to worry, there's so many sheker. So in the end, it will be revealed. Because there's only one emes that will become clear eventually.
Amen.
It's good, what?
No, it's a connection to what we're learning. The batel, the
1 to 100. Oh, that's right. It's 1 to 100. But the one eventually.
The truth, the one thing. No, we have to see 100.
Over there is the one that we battle 100. You see the same thing that said. Over there, the one thing that wasn't so good, the tumma, comes battle. Yeah. To the emes. Really, there's one emes. Shabbos Shalom. Everyone's happy to learn good Eitzah. Should go another Eitzah?
Why not?
Another Eitzah.
Yeah.
Well,
is there
Eitzah
for
the time? No, it's not. Huh? It's coming soon. Don't worry. The person wants to be one, just like the Bria before the world is created. What happened with the Bria? Rav Yaakov and Kubel will explain to us. Basically, when originally everything was one. Right, everything is one really. Still is one really. Right, then everything gets broken down later. Everything keeps broken down. Right, all the midas get broken down. On top, everything's one. Correct. Well, everything has Hashem echad. Everything is
so
one.
Down here,
real down here, we don't see it. But then all the midas, all the different things get involved. Everything keeps getting, looks like there's good and bad, and everything keeps getting, looks like it's separated. Right, really in the source, everything is all one. There's no such thing as bad. It's all good. It's all good. Even if it's adin, it's all good. Everything's good. Everything's one. Everything's kaidish. So if you want to connect with this one, then you should protect yourself from sheker. Speak only truth. And if you're a person that ish emes la'amita, you only speak the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, you're a real true person, then you can connect with this echad, because emes is only one, like we said earlier, there's only one emes. So if you connect yourself with the thing that's only one, you can really connect yourself with the thing on high, which is only one, Hashem echad, and everything's all good, and there's no bad, before everything, all the world start breaking apart, and it's dinim, and din, and all the midas, and all the gurus, and din, you don't have to get involved in that whole thing, you just go straight to the top, straight for the jackpot, the, on top, everything is good, and it's clear that everything is good. So it's good to try to speak the emes, and live with the emes. Hashem should help us. Truthful people.
Come on.
New one. We're now in.
Simple, but no theory. That simple. That everything was so bright, so light.
It still is. We just don't see it. That's what he told me.
Right. So let's say the beginning was there. You couldn't see anything else.
Right. Everything's clear.
So let's say that the Briah was done in 7 days, regular days. So people always argue that.
Okay. I don't know. Okay.
Okay. So what did Hashem do? He took away some light and you saw more of what he already created.
True, right, for sure, correct.
Oh.
He took away some blindness. Everything was really created in the beginning. It was revealed as the days went on. That's the first Rashi.
Oh, that's a theory?
It's not a theory. The Rishon is Nachon. Rabbi Yaakov. Everything was created in the beginning.
It wasn't created. The creation is an aspect of
holding nefer from
right, but
Hashem.
It was a ratzon Hashem was
all the potentiality for creation was already there. This was an actual. It's like koyach poil. This was like the actualization of a certain potential. For whatever reason, Hashem and his ratzon the pashut decided to bring out this potentiality into koyach.
Really was all there. You're right.
From koyach,
all the powers were there. But the thing physically wasn't there. Hashem brought it out.
Like he couldn't make it's look at the room, whatever. It's challah.
These kids will do Kabbalah afterwards. 12 o'clock. Rabbi is going to get Kabbalah class. Right? Yes. Well.
Sources.
What?
An actualized idea.
There's one of the Chabad Rebbe said about this. Someone owed someone money. We have to learn Gemara.
So owed someone money, and I'm trying to read the Chafetz Chaim. Yeah. Okay, fine. He wants to learn Gemara. Fine. Anyway, what is Chafetz Chaim? So we're holding, we're learning Chafetz Chaim about Torah. But where's the camera? But where's the camera? It's in Uman, I think.
Oh, yeah, Ruben's in Uman right now.
Fine. Let's draw a little piece and try to get to the Gemara. It says in Sefer Chavos Halevavos that it's worth it for a person to think about defiling. Let's say he got a book from a king. Let's say a big king, a big important king, not like the president of America, a big king gives them a thing, and it's very chashuv by him. It's very chashuv by him, right? Because the way it's written, and exactly, it's so the luscious, written in such a beautiful terminology, and the vocabulary is so beautiful, and it's just a beautiful book, that a person would really try to understand. Let's say, I don't understand this language. A person would feel bad. They would say, I wish I could understand what this king is telling me. Right, and he put all his heart and soul into it. This king wrote me a beautiful book, and he gave it to me. I want to try to understand it. Right? If this is what we do with a book that we get from a king who's flesh and blood, that's today here today and gone tomorrow, all the more so on the Sifrei, the Sefer, the Svarim of Melech Malchei and Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which really is what could help us. Like it says, Ki Yuchayecha, this is your life and the length of your days. Unfortunately, many people, we go at all to all lengths to try to understand the other understandings, the other chachmas, to understand science, math, whatever it is, right? And they are lack in looking and delving and trying to understand the sefer of the Melech Malchei Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's almost like a person that like brings out from the Zohar, Pasuk of Daniel, that says that it's almost like of a Zohar, that there are gods of gold and silver. And the chayshas and barzal, like we talked about before, gold, silver, all different types of things, wood, stone. They don't see it, they don't hear anything. And then these people serve them. But Hashem, who our whole neshama is dependent on him, then we don't praise him. And Chazal say, Hashem was mevater, he overlooked the aver of a desire gila ra'i shvi chastam, but not on bitul tarah. Like the Gemara says, Ama of the earth, why the land got destroyed? Hashem said, because you abandoned my Torah that I gave from you, in front of you. And some people, bittul Torah is not a problem. They say, oh, you can waste time. You don't think it's an avera at all. But this avera brings to other averas. The other people, they don't bring up their children for Torah. And then, the pillars of the world are shaking. Therefore, he said, now we're going to try to bring some chazals on the greatness, for the great reward of learning Torah in this world and the next. And the opposite, also the great punishment, Chas V'Shalom. And maybe through this, we'll get a little bit, wake up a little bit, to try to strengthen the learning of Hashem's Torah. Mm-hmm. Pretty strong, Chas V'Shalom. Baruch Hashem. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Now, we're holding somewhere. We're holding a good one on the day. So we're a little behind, I think, everybody. Baruch Hashem. So we're still trying to figure out how in the world, why if you have a case of one egg that was treif, it got mixed with 1,000 other eggs, Why can't I eat it? Should be bottle, right? 1 in 1,000 should be bottle. Correct, you have 1,001 eggs. So, they should all be allowed to eat them. What's the problem? Because maybe it could be from a tree bird, so who cares? They should all be bottle. Bottle by elephant. Good? Fine. So what did Mark try to answer? Whatever, we lost everybody. What did Mark try to answer? Okay, everybody came back. What did we try to answer? What did Mark try to answer?
Try to answer the question of 1 in 1,000. Why is it 1 in 1,000
muscles? Yes. Anybody can say, don't scream it up together.
What is the answer?
What's in Mars Tarets? Yes. The first
thing. The first turn?
First Tarets, the word trusted.
Try to say that it was Muxen.
No. It was. No, not the Mishnah. On this Gemara.
Sorry, something. is a surah.
Why?
You're talking about the original summit?
No, this Arabah Elif. This Arabah Elif. Got mixed in the, what word do you want right now? Got mixed in 1,000, it's not Bach.
So we're on the, or so we're on the subsequent trefa.
Trefa, we're in trefa.
It should be, if it's trefa, then it should be batel. So, and then they said, no, it's a, an egg is a, an item that's has shivas to it.
Oh.
And something that is kashu is, will not become batel.
Fine. Chaz, you told me this morning.
Right, so you're trying to figure out what is the
question. Kashu, good. So what's considered kashu? So we said, it's only one opinion holds, it's only considered chashiv if you only sell it by number. One opinion said, as long as some people sell it by number, it's chashiv, right? The other opinion said, no, only if the only way it's sold is by number. So if so, eggs are not sold only by number. It's not chashiv enough for us. So back to our question, why isn't this egg batel? Good? That's what all the, but now we just want to bring down this Mishnah. We're up to the Gemara. We're really at the end of this piece, just that brings down the two Shitas. That one holds that Esther Dakhli Manis, and one holds Kosher Dakhli Manis, right? Because that's just leading us up to a question that it's not going to help us, because we needed to work with all Shitas. And therefore, we don't have a Pshat. We still need a new Pshat in our Brisa. So now, just for that, we bring the whole Mishnah from Arla. I don't know, we bring the whole thing. We want to bring the whole background from the whole Mishnah in Arla. Good, everyone's ready to read the Mishnah in Arla? You ready?
An egg is something that's kosher darko.
An egg is something
that's
that
fine
is
for
correct.
That sheet,
correct.
Esther darko, right. How does that work with our rice?
Right. And go to that. Everybody's happy with that? That if you hold you that you need to be esher, you need to be so chashuv that the only way you sell it is by number. We don't have that over here. So then it should be bottle. So let's see. We're up to now the Tanan. 8 lines from the. Wide line, 8 lines up from the wide lines. Yeah, 8 lines up. The Tanan. We left the Mishnah. Misha Tilton. He had bundles of Tilton that they call it fenugreek. I don't know. Misha Chavila Tilton shall kalayat there. Yidluku, burn them. Burn it. You're not going to have any pleasure from kilayim. So burn it. These are the words of Meir. Meir says there's no option. You got to burn them. Chacham Rebbe, no. Depends. It could be Ya'alu Achas V'Masayim. If you have 1 to 200, it could go up. This one could go up. You could bring up this one that was Aser, because Ya'alu, you could bring it up and make it kosher and edible. But Achas V'Masayim, if you have 1 to 200, because that's the amount by Kilai. Right. Now, why did Remeir be so strict and say you have to burn it? Kazimar now explains. Why do many say? We know the rules 1 to 200. Why are you telling me you have to burn the whole thing? Why are you getting so, being so extreme? Why should you tell your Rebbeir? Rebbeir says, Es Shadak Elimanis. The text we have right now says, Es Shadak Elimanis. Mekadesh, if you are the weight of you is what we count that, which is that halacha by bundles of Tilton, Fenugreek, each one is very important, maybe expensive and important. So therefore, Mekadesh, therefore it's rendered unfit, meaning it remains Kil'ayim like the rest of them. So why don't we say it's batel 1 to 200? Because you're chashuv. Good? Then why are you chashuv? Because the only way you sell fenugreek is by number of, let's say, bundles. Each bundle of fenugreek has a special value. You don't just say, oh, there's 10 bundles of fenugreek, give it to me for a price. Each one is its own. You count each one separately. You don't just round off and do things. Good? Everybody's happy? Chacham, remember, no, I hear you what you're saying. But you know, we're not so good. Really, everything is batel. There are only 6 scenarios that are rendered unfit. You can't say bittel. You have to be super chashiv not to get batel. If not, you got bittel 1 to 200. If you're fenugreek, what's halacha?
1
to 200. Because you're not that special. There's 6 things that are so special that they're expensive and that they're big and at the top of their species, top of the line. Then you're not batel. Good? Rabbi Shiva, Rabbi Kiva says 7. So now we're going to go through a few of the cases, these 6 or 7 cases. The Elway, a goyze parah, right? Walnuts from the potato parah, reminded Badon, and then pomegranates from the city of Badon. The chavir stumas, closed barrels of wine. The chilf etradin, let's say prickly.
Prickly pears, beets.
Prickly beets. The kilche kru, the stalks of cabbage, these huge cabbage trees. With the last year, Badon's Greek gourd. These 6 things are never buffed because they're very important. Everything else is buffed. Rabbi Kiva Meister, Rabbi Kiva adds, Ach, Kikala Shal Balabayis. Even baker's bread, even, sorry, bread built in your home, That's very, very special. Bread, home-baked goods have a special value. Sell them by number. Sorry, not because they sell them by number. Because these things are so special, super special, therefore they will never have fatal. Therefore, harari la arla. Arla, the cases that were mentioned above that would fall into the category of issues with arla, the first three of those growth. If they get mixed with the whole group, the entire group becomes arla. Harari la klai hakarim. The scenarios that were fit that they were really klai hakarim. Klai hakarim, the entire group, the entire mixture they got mixed into, has a rule of klai hakarim. Fine. That's the sheet of the Ramayan or Meir. Now, what's the Negeah to us? The sheet of Ramayan. What we wanted to bring out here was the sheet of Ramayan. According to the Chacham, it has to be super chash, not to be bought. It's not going to help us buy a trefa egg, right? Is a trefa egg super special? No, egg is not super special. The Chacham came for sure, not the Tana of the Brisa earlier, right? So we want to say it's Ramayan. That he holds when something is chash, it's not bought. However, the Itmar Allah, we learned on this, we said on this, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says the correct text in Remeir is Esther Da'akali Wanas. That it is the way, and the only way is to count it. Shaninu, that's what we taught. That's when it's not batal. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, Kol Shad Da'akali Wanas. As long as you are in the category that sometimes we count you, you do not have Bittal. Kol Shad Da'akali Wanas Shaninu. So, Hani Chalir Rabbi Shimon, it's good according to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish to explain that our brisa earlier is going to be the sheet of Remeir. And therefore, one egg mixed even 1,000 eggs, or a trefa is not, one trefa egg mixed in 1,000 eggs is not batal, because we hold. Since, as long as some people hold it as important, since some people say it's important, it's not batal. Elalu Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said everyone has to sell it by number, and it's not the scenario by eggs, it's not the case by eggs. Michael, what are you going to tell me? Why is it not batal? The egg should still be batal. Right? So what happened over here? We wanted to say, the Tana of the Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef would tell us, that who is the Tana of the Braisa earlier? It is who? Rabbi Yamin, who's the Tana of the Braisa? Who do you want to say it is? What is it I want to say now? Who's the Tana of the Braisa? Chacham or Meir? Guess again.
Meir.
It's going to be Meir. Which means Remeir held that once you're chashuv, what does Remeir hold? Good guess. What does Remeir hold? Once it's chashuv, you're not batal. Right. So we wanted to say
Remeir is fungi Greek, which is like eggs, that even though they're not listed on these six things, it's chashuv, it's
Then you're not batal.
They're unbatal.
However, the Gemara says that's only if you go hold a sheet of Esther Dakhilimanis, that eggs could be, if you hold kosher Dakhilimanis, so eggs are also considered chashuv. And they're not bought, correct? But if you go to Shita Kol Shadakalaman and Eshadakalaman, like Fenugreek was only sold by number.
I'll be Remeir.
So there will be Remeir. That's why Fenugreek is not bought. But eggs, which we have left by eggs. Should be bought. That's a Kol Shadaka. Should be bought. So we still have a question, why are eggs not bought? Good?
Boom. Under the six categories that we had, six items, they were large or expensive or the most important species. Eggs wouldn't be classified under that category.
Ostrich.
Well, okay, your standard egg. It's not unique. I mean, you know, except for a golden egg, which is they're normally not expensive, and they're normally not the top of the line. You know, they're just eggs.
Correct. But in a Remeir, but Remeir holds, you don't need to be six. Remeir, you're right. So in the Rashidas of the Chachamim, you're correct. There's no way an egg would be have a head. However, right, there's no reason why an egg should go into this category. However, in Remeir argued, Remeir said, as long as you're important, you don't become nullified.
So as long as you count them.
So we said defend, right, as long as you count them. But the question is, what does counting them mean? Does counting them mean you always count, you only count them? So if you only count them, it's not going to help by eggs in the time of the Gemara.
Because they also sell it by
evaluation, by value.
By a basket.
A basket. So therefore, it's not going to help us. We're still back to the question, why is treif egg not batal in the other 1,000 eggs? That's where we're back. Good? Let's see the Gemara further. I'm going to Papa. Come to Papa says, I have a new shot. Everybody does this Gemara yet? Yes. Go ahead, I really want to move a little bit. We'll have something to chazer over Shabbos, over the long vacation, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Papam. Who is the Tana of our Brisa? Hi Tana. This Tana, you know who this Tana of the Brisa says one tree of egg gets fixed at 1,000 is not Papam? Tana, the Litra Katsiyais. I know this Tana. He's the Tana of Litra Katsiyais, which are leader of these cakes of figs. Right, Rashi, let's see Rashi. Hi Tana. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down the wide lines, more to the end of the line. Hi Tana. This Tana, which one do you mean this Tana? This Tana de la El earlier, meaning the Tana of earlier, the Tana of the Braisa, that held that the egg is not batel. Tana, this is the same Tana, the same rabbi, that I read that was speaking, Gabri Litris Katsias, who he is the same person who spoke by Litris Katsias, the Amar, that he says, Kol Dover Sheyesh by meaning everything that has a number, that you count it by number, I feel of a mitzvah derabbanan. Even if we're dealing in an issue of a drabana, because I literally see like the scenario of literal katsiyas, in our scenario here where you cut these cakes of these figs, the Iri Truma space, because we know Truma, we're speaking about Truma on fruit, drabana, right? Because Truma on fruit is only drabana, it's not deraisa.
What would be examples of Truma?
Deraisa, things that grow, wheat, things that grow from the ground, not on trees. Trees are drabana. Things that grow from the ground. What?
Like 3 or 4 things.
Not that many things. A bunch of things.
Olives, wheat.
Not olives. Not olives. Olives, not deraisa. Olives. Oh, I don't know.
Okay, what
vine.
About pomegranates?
Okay, good question. I don't know. There are not so many things in deraisa that are chayiv on trumas. Our school reads down what's deraisa?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so you refer to our school for exactly.
They grow from
an olive, grapes, and wheat.
Olives, trees.
I mean, I don't think so. I don't think it's
olive oil. No, oil. Olive oil.
It still comes from the trees.
Olive is a vine.
It's not sure.
Olive trees.
No, 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 no. It's a tree. It's a tree.
Grapes.
Grapes. I'm not sure. There are a few
okay.
cases. Hanan's Googling it.
Hold on a second. Let's Google it.
Google it. Google it.
The Torah requires the tithe of only wheat, grapes, and olives. Deuteronomy 18:4.
Fine. Olives is fine. There's
other products. Both fruit and vegetables are tithed pursuant to rabbinical law, Rashi 2, Baruchas 36a, Shabbos 68a.
Good, you got this, you're right.
Not just trees.
Right, not just trees. There's usually more trees around. So wheat,
olives,
and
grapes.
From Shuras Aminim. That's true. So now if you have a case, we have a fruit tree. And now, you're not sure, it got mixed in. We're going to speak at the case. Loi batel, because the Pharisee is going to explain later on. So that's the case of it. We're saying, our Tana is the Tana of Litricities, that even in the case of the Rabbani, he says, since you count it, since you're a little bit special, therefore you are not batel. Even in the Durabbanon, he'll give you this heter that you're not batel. Correct? Even on the Rabbanah level, his Rabbanah will still say that you don't have bittul. I mean, sometimes we find the Rabbanah are more strict. Maybe they should be bittul. Say, even the Rabbanah, there's no bittul. If you can count you, that even if you're a case of the Rabbanah, we're very strict. Right? Even if you're a case of true the Rabbanah, which got mixed in, we're still very strict, and we say wherever your doubt is, you can't use it. We have to be mach where there's all truma.
On things that are counted.
On things that are counted, yeah. On things that are counted. Which would help us for our eggs. It basically helps us to understand our egg. Our eggs are counted, since at least some days are counted. So, maybe that's why they're not bottle.
And then the Rabbanan.
No,
we're in a trade for the rice.
In
a trade for the rice. Even though it's trade for the rice. But the point is, before when we say it's Rameir, we got all thrown off. Because saying, not everybody holds it in Rameir, it's similar to Rameir's taste. Kosher like the one is saying, we have a sheet who holds that you always say that it's not bottle. Even on a Rabbanan level, it's not bottle. And it's very. So, he could be the time. So, which means, Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yosef, we asked them. What's Shah in the third case of the Brisa suffered? So you tell me, no, it's talking about Trefa. So how does the fourth case make sense? So I'll tell you, it's the Shita of Rapapa. It's going to be the Shita of what Rapapa is bringing down. She's going to be Rabbi Yeshua according to the view of Rabbi Yehuda, which we're going to get to hopefully very soon.
Wait, in Kashrus, if Brisa Trefa meat fell into a pot, you still have batel.
Nachon. But now if you can take it out, now you can see it. It's only if it got mixed in. If you see the treif meat's never bottle.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about what we said earlier about the eggs. So if you have treif eggs, one in 1,000. We're saying Hania for the one who. It's Beshema for the one for Rava who holds that Machmas Chana is Dreisa, and then the Dreisa goes the Chumra. But with Treif meat, that's Dreisa, like a pig fell into Chas V'Shalom and chillant, you still go Bitle Shishi.
And Rabbah is not what we said it was going to. Rabbah was focusing on the whole case going on Yom Tov. In the Suffolk, we're going to Dreis. And the fourth case, the reason why.
No, but still, we're saying with Dreis Treifa, you're Bakal.
But in Rabbah, we're learning it's the case of Treifa. Rabbah is going to talk about the case of Yom Tov. You're right, you would be right.
Yom Tov.
He was going, according to Rabbah, all four cases were going on Yom Tov. You understand?
Okay.
He didn't get mixed up. He didn't get messed up. You have to remember that. He good? You understand? It's fine. Good question, good try. fine. So where are we holding now? Back in the Gemara, back up at the Litruk. Now we understand a little bit of Litruk Tzias. So really, let's see the next Rashi. Litruk Tzias. Rashi gives us some background. What the story of Litruk Tzias is. What's the story? What happened? What's the history? We do grow up on a farm, most of us. So what happened to it? Litruk Tzias. Litruk Tzias. To Enim, there were figs. Shenis Yavshu, which got dried out. Pistada in the field. The kata, you cut them with a miktaya, the utensil. Why is it called little katiyas, like pieces, called katiyas? Because they were cut with a miktoa. This utensil is called a miktoa. That's how they cut them down. Rashi. The who? Yes.
So it could also like cutters to cut them. So
cutter something.
Katiyas is like a cutter.
Right. It's like
we were saying that. And that's why figs are called dried because it's from that cutter device.
Correct, right. The cutter device. So who shame Kli? This is the name of the Kli. Ha'asui l'kach, which was made for this. It was made specifically for cutting down the figs. The chaydrin, when you cut with it, uktei, the stems, had to anyway, you cut them off by the stem. You take this utensil and cut the stem with it. The achgach then, what would you do? Darsim aysam, you would press them, the Kli eagle, and around utensil. The hin and they midbuck in yachad, they would stick, connect together. Vinas and kagvina, they would come like a cheese. Vuhunikra, this is what we call all over igule dvela. That's what's called in Shas igule dvela, like these round cakes of figs. The tidvela, these round cakes of figs. They have babatsia, right? Well, that's good. Babatsia, you have igule dvela. And when you came to sell them, now how do you sell it? My freedom, you separate them in my grefa. My grefa is more like a grefa. You cut it with a thing. I don't know you'd call it.
A rake, a fork.
Some of you are like, yeah, like that. My grefa is like.
It's called a
shpachtel.
It's a spatula. Or a hoe.
A hoe, let's say a hoe. Something that you could, like, you chop
rake.
The pieces off.
Rake.
Or a rake. Something you chop the pieces off. I don't know, like one of these forks, these three prongs, you chop off. Basically, you want to separate this huge cake together. You want to get some off, you get it off. Pitchfork, you get it off, whatever you want. Basically, some type of utensil you could. Fine. So then you do. And then you sell it the mishka and weight balitra. Each one you sell for a liter, like a liter or whatever. It's not a liter, it's something they sold it in a certain measure. That's how they would sell it. Fine. So that was the story. Now, fine, it's very nice. That's how they made it. Now, what's our story? Let's go back into the Gemara. The Tanah, 3 lines of the Mat. Litru katsiyas shedarsa api eagle. You pressed it on the mouth of the eagle, this round item, this round mold. The any of them you do not know be'eza eagle darsa, on which mold you pressed it. I have a lot of mold. I have a factory running. And I separated the truma. And then I got confused. Some guy, one of my workers, took the truma, they didn't know it was the truma, and they went and they mixed it into the mold. I have no clue which mold it's in. Or, for some reason, we give 3 different examples of the same type of scenario. Api chavis, on top of a barrel. The any of the means of chavis, they don't know on top of which barrel they pressed it. Api kaveris, on the basket. The any of the api kaveris, they don't know on top, on the mouth, of which basket they pushed. So it's for sure on top of something. That's clear.
I don't think it's 3 examples.
So what is it?
I think it's it's all of it is one case. You don't know which barrel you pressed it in, or which group of barrels, like which, where does it go? How does it go?
The round thing, or the
you
barrel?
You don't know which round thing you pressed it in, or which barrel it's in, or which, like, group of barrels, and, like, basket is, like, holding the barrels. plural anyway.
I don't know. It seems like three different cases. I don't think it's the same thing. It seems like three different cases, no? Anybody else?
It says or, it says and. You don't know which this one and this one and this one.
Why, where is the and?
What's our choice?
The
as a, you don't know which. Fine, there's one case. Comma, then a new case. And or it's another case. I'll, it's like giving
our
an example.
Says or.
Our school says or.
Rabbi, our school says or.
Ah. And now no, no, you don't check.
It says or.
You let it argue. I think like that. You let it argue. Our school probably be other shut them, but whatever.
What?
That's
all. Brings like the most common.
Or the most positive shot. Oh, fine. Yeah, that's the posture. It's giving you three examples. Right. Fine.
One.
What?
Two.
Right, you're over. You're higher than our score. Because you didn't look.
It's making the whole tour one. It's like, whoosh.
Fine, good.
I mean, that's what's good about art scroll is that.
That's good, very good. That they can help you when you're stuck. Hopefully. Or when you're not stuck, right?
Use the blue one.
Everybody's fine. Use the blue as bother. Fine, everybody should do what's good for them.
Sure.
No. Everyone should do what's good for them, whatever's the MS for them. Fine, let's continue further.
Wait a second, it says and or.
Oh no, okay, let's go.
One person is an out of a round mole.
Right.
And he does not know. And.
And the seven means and or that. Means or. It doesn't mean and. Fine, you don't have to know
what
I scroll.
You don't have to know what I scroll. He does not know which basket. I'll tell you why. Because otherwise you're stuck in the middle.
And you don't know which basket
you invested in. Because then you're forced to say it's only one barrel otherwise.
So I'm fine. It's fine.
The wars but the actual translation of the text, the Gemara. The translation
why? It doesn't say. It doesn't say and or. It just gives three examples. It doesn't say. It didn't say and. If it gives three examples, it doesn't say and.
But then you're stuck in the next part. Then you're supposed to say one.
Okay, so we'll get stuck to tell us. Right now, it's three different cases. Either I'll be Chavis, or Darz I'll be Kaveris, or what's it called? Fine. I think this is
Pashup Shah. On the top of any one of those.
Right.
There's a difference. Why are you stuck on top of a
barrel? It's on the top of any one of those. What's the problem? I know there's a difference. Of course there's a difference. There's three different examples. All of them are 1-1-1. What's the difference? What do we know?
I think it's a barrel or a few of them.
In all the cases, what happened was, it got mixed in, whatever. First you put it on top of this thing. Then after it got mixed in, you put it up, you put it on top. You know it's for sure on top of this thing. Right? You know it's on top. Right? Then you're not sure where. I mean, let's say it's on the barrel. You do it more than once. You put it in this thing. If you're putting it in the barrel, you put many of these things in the barrel. You take a mold, you put it in the barrel. Like, do another mold, you put it in the barrel. You load them up in the barrel.
And then you put it only. Top of the barrel.
Our case is, you know, it's on the top of one of the barrels. You have information from your worker.
Right, but you have a lot of good ones underneath.
Fine, that's a shoe. We'll get to that soon.
Aren't these simply examples of figs being pressed?
Right, correct. Three different
that's
ways of
figs being pressed. That's it.
Different ways of pressing them. And either way, whatever the case is, that you did it in the scenario that the one you know the ones on top are Uster. You know for sure the ones on top, but you don't know where they are. Correct? Whatever ration you put in, the eagle.
No, And he presses the, I'm sorry, that one pressed into a mouth of a round mold, right?
Right.
And he does not know into which mold he pressed that leecher in.
Fine.
Right?
Right.
Into the, right?
Fine. What's one
and
case?
He does not know into which mold he pressed that leecher.
That's one case.
Into the mouth of a cask. And he does not know into which cask he pressed it.
What does that mean?
Into the mouth of a basket. And he does not know in which basket he pressed it into. And.
Why say or? Who said or?
I said or.
I just like or.
I just thought
that
very quickly.
Clearly says that.
Because the Archibald's explanation is or, but the actual translation.
No, it doesn't.
No, I'm just saying the translation of the way the Gemara is, word by word, the Gemara is and.
Doesn't say anything.
Doesn't
say and.
Doesn't
say anything.
They're saying or.
The Gemara just says.
You're saying that. Or if
you press. Yeah, it says or if you press the leaf,
once you or, yes, and. Is there a print?
Wait, it says both.
It's different. And or. All right, so it says, article translated.
The translation is and.
And then it tries to get you.
Where does it translate as and?
It doesn't.
And he doesn't know.
And he does not know.
He's not going know is the hand.
Into right. the mouth of a cast.
And it's four.
He does not know which one.
The hand, he doesn't know which one.
That's it. What is that and? Just when he brings it out.
Four, here.
It would answer my question.
It's
a lonely case.
He pressed it into the evil. And he doesn't know which evil. That's
simple. I don't think it's a problem.
Or the
either way, doesn't change the later on.
And he doesn't know which barrel he pressed into.
Don't just stop.
Or the third case is, it's a, there's a basket, and please. He doesn't know which basket he pressed into.
Okay.
Fine. As of now, simple shots, three different cases.
Okay.
Fine. Okay, let's see. Go ahead. See, we don't even know how to read R-scroll. See, we don't know how to read R-scroll. Shem shall fall. I was confused. No, fine. Okay, good. Fine. So again, we have three different cases over here that could happen, or three cases, I don't know, three same case, whatever you want to say, call it. Basically, we have a scenario over here. Yeah? So what's that look like? Rameir says the following. Rameir, I mean like this. So now Rameir says, what are the two truths? Rameir says the following. That we have two ways to understand the machlokes of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. But first, before we let's see some Rashi.
Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Eliezer and...
Oh, Rabbi Eliezer.
And Rabbi Yeshua. And then Rabbi Yehuda has two ways of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Good. Let's see the Hilga Rashi. Shadaz api kli. Shashmai eagle. The kli's name was eagle. Shabai eisen ha-eagle. And that's how you made the round cakes. The round things, that's how you made them. The end of the day, but eagle. You don't know which round thing was. Avol yedem, you do know shalpivu that it's on top, but loy bezeicha not inside. So Rameir, Aimer, what do you mean? Let's see the next Rashi. Kaf nachukur Rabbi Eliezer be Yeshua b'davarzeh. This is how I understand. This is how I heard the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer be Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says, Aval pi she'in litroch, Aval pi she'in litroch, tachtaynas. Even though the bottom litroch, the bottom ones. They're not the subject. Well, they're not in the subject of. They're in the mixture. The bottom ones are not involved in the question at all. Still, mitzarfois we combine them el hapumen to the mouths to the ones on top. Shall call haigul and halal of all these round items, which means what? Which means, what does it mean? Which means what does it mean? That means that you view. Let's see the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. See, Rameir like this. So we're going down to Dalai Lama. Rameir Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Rain es al Yainas, Ke'ilu hein prudas. What does that mean? That we see the ones that are that the al Yainas, the ones on top, Ke'ilu hein prudas, as if they're separated. The Atachtainas and the bottom ones, Ma'alas es al Yainas, they bring up the. What does that mean? What's Lassi Rashi? What's that supposed to mean? Rayin asa ki ilu hain prudas. Im enkan mei apumen. Rashi saying this all if there's no 100. If we have 100 tops of the barrels, so you can make 101, right? So if you could do 1 to 100, simple. If you have 100 tops of barrels that are not truma, and one that's truma.
Does that mean a total of 100 or a total of
101. 101 total. 1 plus 100. So if you have 1 and another 100, right? So then, for sure it's a batal, because you have all the tops, which is a separate entity, so you have 1 to 100. Good? Now, let's say you don't have that. Our Rashi, our whole scenario is where you don't have the 1 to 100. You do not have 100 barrels here. So you want to say we have 1 to 100 in its own barrel. Right? I mean, we don't have 100 other barrels, so you don't have 100 top. The easiest thing would be is, you're not sure which if the top of one of your barrels are chuma. Correct? So therefore, unless you have 100 other tops of the barrels, so that it's simple. You have 100 other tops against this one top, so it's all good. Correct? Is that good?
We're not talking about tops.
We're talking about tops.
We're not.
Pumen, that's the pumen.
The pumen
is the top, the mount.
Opening.
Which means the top.
Openings of what?
Of the barrel. The opening, the top one of the barrel.
What's opening of the barrel? We're sticking this thing into
on
a...
On the top of it.
No, we're sticking this thing into a mold. That's what it says. We're sticking it into a mold.
I said, but then it went down and you put more and more into them.
Okay.
How'd it work? This mold, the barrel is the mold. You put more and more, you loaded them up.
I'll give you the understanding, right? When it says mouths, we're talking about either you have 100
barrels, or 100 baskets, or 100 of the molds. Any or all of them. That's why it's saying mouths.
Right, the openings of the thing, which means the top of it. Fine, but what's fine?
You
originally
stick this thing into a mold. Okay? Now, the question is, how am I going to bitzel this thing? Do I have 100 molds? Right? Across the board, in all of the baskets, in all of the everything.
I used to go in your old truck and it's all one.
It's asking how many mouths do I have on top? How many mouths do I have on top?
It was. It depends on the case.
Which is why I'm saying that the case before was looking about and this and
it wasn't and it was
either. It doesn't matter which you put it in, because now it's saying I have 100 mouths.
It could be, I don't know.
That's only if you hold that it's all one. If it's separate, then
we're just saying, if you're in that case, that's not our case. Our case isn't that you're separate. Our case is that you're mixed together. That's our case. Rashi's saying we don't have 100. That's not our case.
You're mixed together in what? In one barrel?
Yeah.
That's the only way we're trying to do it.
So you're saying this is a very big barrel that you have 101 units of these eagle size.
Right. Yes, that's
why
what
you have to say.
That's the case. Because that's the case. Why we just say doesn't say anything with more than one barrel?
They filled the barrels with
Rashi told us the whole story before.
Why can't you not know which barrel you put this top thing in? You don't know which barrel you put this top thing in.
Right.
Okay, you have 50 barrels. You don't know which one barrel you put it in.
Right.
Now you mix, take all the bottoms, and we bring it up.
Because how could
otherwise you have to say that there's 100 of these mouths in one barrel,
right,
on
course.
The top of one barrel.
What do you mean on the top of one
barrel? Because that's the only way it would bittle it.
Why the top of one barrel?
According to
the top of one barrel?
According to Rabbi Yeshua, it would have to be at the top of one barrel.
Why is that?
You have to have 100 barrels, and each one has a top.
And he's saying it's one barrel.
On top of that particular barrel. 100 barrels, every barrel has an opening. That's called the top.
No. I'm just arguing for Pshat. Is everybody saying it's for Pshat?
I think that...
I think
100 molds, 100 casks, 4 baskets, that they're not going to be. Do we know how they made these things?
Rashi just told us how they made it. I don't know the problem. You keep putting them down. You take a mold, you put it in the barrel. Keep on filling it up. Yeah,
so you don't use just opening the barrel?
No, but that's what we know. In our case, the truth was for sure on one of the tops. That was clear. We put it on top, and we just don't know which one. That's why my work is that I put it on top of a barrel. You know which one? I have no idea.
You're going to tell me it's 100
of these barrels. No, if you have 100 of these barrels, I have 100 tops, I have 100 barrels. So this one top is bigger to the other 100 tops. That's what I say. That's not the shadow. Shadow, you only have 20 barrels. So could I mix it within its own barrel? Now, Pashas, you can't do that because I know it was on top. It wasn't really mixed in. I know it was for sure the top one was separate.
Barrels,
the top
one.
The top one is
different.
Right.
Right.
I said, Zim was all the mirrors. But this case is different. Now, in this case, we know it was on top. It wasn't mixed in the whole thing. So in the first case, we know it was on top. The challenge is, could you make believe it's all mixed or not?
That's why we have to bring another thing.
It's the end, it's the last piece of the bread, you're not confusing. It's the end of the bread, the end of it. The end of the mission, we understand.
He doesn't know which barrel you put it on if you're talking about barrels. If you're talking about
that's what it says. He doesn't know.
That's it. Okay, we're going to go for it. We're not going to argue this right now. But we have 2 ways to learn. No, don't be done. I'm saying there's 2 ways to learn. No, keep on going. I hear there's 2 ways.
I'll be here. Chavis, but Eno Yodab, but Aza Chavis.
Continuing.
Which barrel?
Yeah. I'll be.
Right, it's crumb.
If you're talking about barrels, you know which barrel. If you're talking about a case of baskets, you don't know which basket.
If he's walking through a field of baskets and barrels.
But you know, did you put it in a basket or a barrel?
No, he doesn't know. He's on the telephone. He doesn't know. Just like he doesn't know.
It's mixture. It's still puffed on the top. So it will be bottle. If you have 100, it's fine.
Then 50.
Who cares? You have 50 barrels and 50 baskets. Right. If they have 100 mouths, it's good. It doesn't make a difference.
So
I don't think it makes a difference.
Be a
it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference.
What?
It does not make a difference.
Right. I'm not sure. So I say, I mean, the further away, I don't think it makes. I understand your question. No. I say, I don't know for the further away. Either way, it goes worse, right?
It works both ways.
Fine. Right. So for
I'm
now,
sorry, I'm
no, don't be sorry. It's fine. Say so for now, we'll continue on the Gemara. If it's good,
yeah.
Don't be sorry. I'm happy. Everybody's learning. Don't be sorry.
It's
strong. Thank you. Thank you for helping us learn. Trying to learn.
They're all the same. We're all going to learn the same thing from all three.
That's a good question. So why are you giving me three examples? Why? That I can hear. It's a legitimate thing. Why are you giving me three different examples? That's why he's thinking this one case. There. Fine. So, okay, so what's going on here? Let's see this Rashi here. Let's go. Baruch Hashem. Everybody's learning. Yeah, so let's see the top Rashi. Again, very nice to keep it. Rashi says, our whole scenario is in Kan Meir Pumin. Shalhet. You do not have 100 mounts of Hetzer. If you had 101 barrels, and you know the 100 tops are good, and one top is something the Rabbanah, it will for sure be Batal. Right? So what is our case? I was going to say, Rashi says, in Inka, so we're talking about you don't have 100 Pumin Shel Hetzer, Sheheba, that there would be in them, Kedei Laha'alis, to bring up, right, and to Piha Isra, to bring up the Isra out of the Suffolk, Isra would be Mutter, but Echor may 1 to 100. So now, we only have 20 barrels. So what do? Right, we see it, we view it, ki ilu literis shall kol hapumin, as if the literis of all the mounts, prudais, they are separated me'al hapumin, from the top, from the opening. Umu'urabish shal shalayim, each barrel, make believe the whole thing is a big mixture, it's in there. But now, what are you going to do? Benim, so it's going to come out, kulam is something to what? Every barrel is a suffix mixture. Right? In each barrel will be its own sugya. We will combine the bottom part of the bottom things in this barrel. Lahal is to bring up as literature alapet, to bring up and right, to bring it up and get it out of the stuffy truma, the literature which is on the mouth. Now, why are you allowed to do this? You're doing a trick. You knew it's not mixed in the middle. You knew it's for sure on top. So how do you view it as a mixture? So Hail, since with truma's pears drabbanan, since truma's pears of fruit is only drabbanan, Mekila, we can be leading Baha'u'llah awesome and bring it up and bring it out of its state of suffix truma where it will let you bring it out. So that's really Eliezer. He's very lenient. He said,
you don't need 1 to 100.
For sure you do.
You just
in your barrel. I mean, you don't need 100 barrel. But you need it in this barrel. For sure you need 1 to 100. In your own barrel, you need 1 to 100. That's the only but the Chiddush is we let you mix it. You really knew it was on top. So if you knew it was on top, you can't mix the rest of the barrel. It's its own entity. It seems like it's its own thing. It's its own yichur, it's chashim, it's its own thing. Especially if it was sold, but if it's a Rashi, it says somewhere.
So in a way, you only need 101 pressed figs, right?
Mm-hmm. Of these cakes, whatever they are.
Right, individual. You only need 101 of these individual units.
It's in a barrel. Once
it's
you have
101, it's 100. It's 1 in 100.
No, 1 plus 100. 100 plus 1. No? That's I think.
No. As the Rashi, Yeshua Marisham, Mayav, Umin.
Besides the one. Besides the one.
They have 100 that are
mutter.
Besides the one.
I don't know if Levad means. Yeah, it's like Levad. It's like Levad. Levad, it can be, you can say alone, really mean alone, which means this is alone. Plus, in English, it's besides. Because
they're
the. I mean, Yeshua, I mean, Yeshua, I mean, Levad. Heter alone. It's the same word. It's just English, Levad alone. Plus, another one of, what's it called?
One has to jump into 100.
Yeah.
Right, so
the call
total
that
would
one,
be 101.
Oh, total would be 101.
101.
Okay. 101. So, again, what's going on over here? Oh, so again, we're trying to read this Rashi, this big Rashi on top. So let's see the fourth line of Rashi. Mm-hmm. So we say, "Umitzarvos ha'tachtoinos Oh, so we saw Rashi, right? We said we combined the bottom ones to the top ones. That's a big heter that Rabbi Eliezer is getting. Let's see again. Let's read Rabbi Eliezer again. Rabbi Eliezer argument the top of the bottom. Right as how Yonis, we view the ones on top ki iluhei prudais as if they are separated, which means they're separated from the top and they're really mixed into the middle. And therefore, the lower ones, ma'alos esaliyah. Right? What it means is we're looking at them as if they're separated. What do you say? Look at the top. When, if you view it as separated, you can't mix it. He's looking view as if this Rashi says view of it as if it's separated from the top, and it's really mixed in. That's what it means. Got that? What's your type of question? What do you mean separated? View the top as if it's separated from the top and really in the rest of them. Good. Come to Rashi. He says no, nothing doing. You can't mix in your own barrel. You know this barrel where it was on top. You can't play games and say, oh, mixed it in the whole barrel. Therefore, im yesh shama meyapu, if you have another 100 mouths and opening barrels, openings of barrels, yeah, you can bring it up. You'll bring up this one. Vemlav, if not, hapum and asurin, all the mouths of the barrels are usher, because they all might be chumad rabbanan. Vashulai mutarim, and the bottom of the barrels are mutar, so go take the tops of all your barrels and sell them to a kayin for cheap. You have something to do. You have cheap food. Buy from the Truma market. Suffolk Truma market. They're like a Suffolk Truma flea market.
Close 99 cent store.
Basically, yeah.
Close store. Now, when you're looking at these tops of the barrels and you're saying they're all usser, are you able to separate to get a unit top? What does that mean?
It seems like it was separate because each cake was its own entity. It seems like they just keep on getting smashed together. But it seems like the one on top, you see that this is the top cake. It's the top unit. So he's saying, take off the top unit, and some of these down like the puma that you could tell, the puma, the one on the opening.
So when you were mentioning about this, this instrument, this magrefa, that's like you're just kind of like indiscriminately taking off a chunk and weighing out.
That's what it seemed like, but for some reason it sounded like the puma, you know where to which basically, meaning you know how much your mold is, there's the mold on top. That's how you know how much it was, it's the mold on top. The top mole amount, that's going to be true, but that you have to take off.
I'm just saying that Rashi would say you're
right, you're putting it, because it sounds like you cake them together. It's true.
Just, lopping off a certain amount and correct. Weighing it, that sounds like it's not a separate...
But over here, you know how much the top one was. You know the pumin, because you, however much your mold is, whatever your mold is, you know that's the top. But even though it could have been caked together, you knew that it was separate. You knew that it's a separate entity. You knew the top one is the top mold. That amount is going to be maybe my truma. So still, it says you're allowed to view it as if it's mixed with the whole thing in the middle of it. And Yeshua says, Yeshua says you can't view it like that. We don't give you such a hetter. Let's see Rashi Yeshua Omer. Yeshua Omer, im yesham mea pumen shel hetter, levad pumen shel ister. But if you have 100 alone, or you say besides the Puman of Esther, Malin Isam, you can bring it up to Echerume, 1 to 100. Vimlav, if not, if you do not have 100 of the bales, Hapurman Asurim, the tops are Asur. Veira Shulayim, Ma'ilim Labata. And I don't give you this heter, Eliezer said the bottom in each your barrel helps you to vittle it, Hapurman the male. Hoyle Ve'inim, Savak, I didn't want. Since they're not in this equation of the suffix of being a mixture, you can't start mixing in the bottom. The bottom has nothing to do with you. Your issues are the guys on top. He doesn't hold a little yes, you can mix the whole bottom and put this all into the equation. Fine. This is the way Rabbi Meir explained the two sheets of Rabbi Eliezer, of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Good. Kadma Yehuda says, I have a little bit different Messiah on what this machlokes was. Rabbi Huda, I'm in the following. Rabbi Huda is going to explain to us. This is the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. Continue? Everyone's happy? Fine. Rabbi Huda, I'm like this. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, im yesham meyapumin, if there are 100 mouths, ya'alu, then you should bring up, which is really Rabbi Eliezer is now saying.
Rabbi Yeshua said, according to Rabbi Meir's sheet.
Good. Rabbi Yeshua said, according to Rabbi Meir. He says the following, I don't hold with the thing that makes its own barrel. And Miesha Meya Pumin, if there are 100 barrels, Yahu! Lift it all up, they love. If not, Hapumin Asurim, the top that will also have Shulayim Mutarim, the Shulayim Mutarim. Comes up Yeshua, this is the sheet that we're waiting for, so stay in. Yeshua Aimer, Afilu Yesham Shloish Meyas Pumin, if you have 300 mouth, barrels, and they each have a mouth. Lo yalu. You will never ever bring up this one suffix. Why? Because it's davar sheish b'minyan. It's something you could count. It's something you could see. And since you could see it, you could recognize its own entity, there's no bittul. So too by an egg. You could see it, you could count it, it's its own thing. So therefore, even if it got mixed into 1,000 eggs, it's not going to be bittul, and he will be the tana of our b'raisa. So according to Yisrael Yosef, why in the world the four-skated b'raisa, the egg is not bittul? Because Rav Papa said, I found somebody for you. I found a name to stick onto this b'raisa.
Rav
Yeshua, inside the opinion of Rav Yehuda, he's the...
This was all brought down because Eschedarko.
So therefore we have to fall off of that pshat.
Eshadarko.
Because we got stuck with Eshadarko, he doesn't care about Eshadarko. He doesn't care about Eshadarko. He's much more than he said, as long as it's something.
Who is Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef holding in the egg that is...
How they explain the price.
So they're explaining it by the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda.
Good. Well, you're saying that we don't have to go with Eshadarko limitless anymore. He argues...
The whole thing we brought this down was to say this, you know, said earlier, it says... This is good when it says kol shadarko. But what are you going to say to, you know, to one of the
shadarko
equal
Maymar? So we see over here.
So
we're
saying
that's
when we went into this.
Oh, which means, but he's not bound that. That was in Remeir. Some people wanted to say Remeir only says eshadarko limnas. So then didn't help. But now I'm bringing a new shita that says he says like almost even less than kol shadarko limnas. As long as you're counted, some people count you, and you're important. You're your own entity. It's not false. It's a new opinion. It's not Remeir anymore. The whole question of Eshadak and Koshadak was in Remeir. So he said you can't put Remeir's tag on, you can't put his name, stick his name on this Bryce. Because he holds Esh maybe, and eggs don't fit into Esh. So he said, for Papa, I found you somebody else, don't worry about it, I found you a different Shita. Rabbi Shua, according to Rehuda, he holds as long as we count you, you're not Batal anymore. Even in the case of the Rabbana, not only the Rice, even on a level, right, the Rabbana level, we're so strict, we don't give you Bittal. Even on the Rabbana, as long as we can count you, you're special. But those doesn't count by you. So the time of the price will be Rabbi Yeshua according to the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Chana, yes, what do you say?
So I guess what you're saying is that they hold by Kol, similar to Kol, more similar to Kol Shadak,
almost like Kol Shadak Lamin. Right, as long as you're... Yeah, it's very similar to Kol Shadak Lamin. You can call it that if you want, but it sounds like, could be a little different maybe. It's as long as you're a minion, he's saying... What are you passing in a while? We'll grab it anyway.
In terms of bittul, when we have something that's countable, right.
So we hold that usually you have bittul, unless we hold like the chachamim. So basically, Remeir, chachamim, and then all of a sudden we have all this Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda, and this Rabbi Yeshua. We'll go to chachamim.
You only have chachamim.
Six cases, very special, no bittul. Everything else, you have the rules. Each thing is different. 1 to 100, 1 to 60, right. 1 to. We go into chachamim that. Usually you have bittul, even if it's davar sheish b'minyan, you'll still have bittul.
Which this brings back Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef.
Right, so now they're back. They're back in the play, which means that their whole price can make sense according to them, and everything
is. The fourth question of the mix of 1,000 and it's not bittul, that supports this.
Correct.
So basically, we still only Rabbi Nachman.
Right, and everybody else.
Rabbi Yitzchak,
is still in the game. Yeah, still in the Baruch Hashem. We're trying to hold a little bit. Let's see, he's finished. He almost finished. And 1 second. I really want to try to finish this week. It's going to be a break of like 3 days, and I'm going to have to start again on Sunday. I still want to start again. I'd rather.
This Sunday, Super Sunday review?
Yeah, it's this Sunday, Super Sunday. We have a whole draft to review over on the bus. Thursday, Friday, if you have time. If you have any. Yes, this year we have a draft to review. Super Sunday review. So start reviewing on the bus to Miron if you can. It's Friday, Shabbos. Try to do this about Fed, this last draft. Gimel Amin Alf, Dalad Amin Alf. That's what I really want to try to get up to this Gemara. Good?
Starting from where exactly?
Gimel Amud Aleph. Basically, we left off the main.
Gimel Amud Aleph in the middle there, right?
Yes, so really, because if you want, you can start from wherever you feel comfortable. Okay, if you can't get back into it, start from the beginning of Gimel Amud Base. You can't get back
to. Starting
Gimel
Amud Base where?
Gimel Amud Aleph. No.
Okay.
We left off the last Chazar was.
Gimel
Amud Aleph. Gimel Amud Aleph.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's better if you can. It's too much to go back into that whole thing. Stop from the beginning of Gimel Amud Beis. Whoever needs for the Yevid. try to at least do Gimel Amud Beis. It's too hard to go back into that whole Rabbi Yochanan thing. Back into that thing. Start from Gimel Amud Beis. It's good. Nothing's too hard for that. What are you told when? So where we are now. We're still in the middle. We didn't finish yet. He's here. Oh, you tell.
We're starting our review from Gimel Amud Beis.
It's a big chazar at this time. It's a little hard to use a little bit, but it's good. Fine. And fine. So you know, everybody said this is what we're going to do till now. We'll stop over here. But the review will be till Rav Papa. Rav Papa's not whatever. You can do Rav Papa a little bit, but if you can do Rav Papa also, this last chat is good. But if not, what? Fine, I guess on Monday we'll have to go over a Papa again until the next thing. But we did it already half of it. Well, that's Monday. So Sunday's Super Sunday review. Come with your rest up over Shabbos. Learn over Shabbos and rest up over Shabbos. Fine, Shkaya. Have a good time.
Shkaya.
I wish I had a good time. I need a bracha. I wish I had a good trip.